1, 2, 1, 2, 3.
Hi, I'm Elke from Met Brussels. Here we are on the terrace of the brand new building in the city center.
So what are you going to do with this building?
First of all, this building is a new home for exhibitions, thinking presentations, showcases for fashion and product designers, because what we want is that the building is in the hands of our designers, Brussels designers, as we are still promoting our Brussels designers on a national, international and a local level as well. We still have the 2 yearly Met fashion sales, the designer fashion sales. We have the Manifesto, the European Fashion Summit. We have design exhibitions as well, the Met Surprise. And then secondly, the core business is also our economic support to the designers. The design is very large. You have graphic design, you have object design, you have industrial design, you have social design. We want to form them from close by and to make them survive economically with our support, of course. So what we do is we created like a network of 300 employers, specialized in the fashion and design sector. And as we all know, there are a lot of people, creative people, of course, all over Belgium who are looking for a job. So what we do, we have like 3 persons who will intensively coach people who are looking for jobs in those 2 sectors. The research and development department is one of the most interesting departments because they do look to the future of fashion and design. And in there is a sustainability department. There is also the studios. We have the fashion and design studios, mainly occupied by product designers, graphic designers. And in the future, we want to open it to fashion designers as well. We are at the start of creating a new European-based fashion council. So I think even if we are local institution and we're promoting our local talents, which is really important, we have our vision to the future, but also on a European level.
My name is Jérôme Billon, architect of V+, based in Brussels.
In this project for Met Brussels, yeah. I think that the most challenging thing is that you had to take 3 separate buildings and put them together. How did you solve this?
That's a difficult question. That was the question of the project. We'll solve it by a different kind of strategy. The first of them is to reinforce each building. Each building has to be its own quality, personality. It's one strategy. The other one is to make a relationship between them. To open windows, to see through, make connection. And the third one, it's playing with the materials, with the white, the catalogue of different kind of white stuffs, painting, and this together made an organism, like a whole project.